The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. Whoever believes in him will not be condemned. But whoever does not believe has already been condemned, because he's not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. This is the verdict, that the light came into the world, but people prefer darkness to light, because their works were evil. For everyone who does wicked things hates the light and does not come toward the light, so that his works might not be exposed. But whoever lives the truth comes to the light, so that his works may be clearly seen as done in God. The Gospel of the Lord. We have the apostles that were thrown in jail. One of the scenes of the movie that came out recently, St. Paul the Apostle, that really touched me most is when the early Christians are condemned to the lions. They're going to be thrown to the Colosseum and they're going to be devoured alive. Very powerful scene. If you remember, one of the reasons why is because Cassio ends up by killing one of the Roman soldiers. And as a result of that, Nero decides to eliminate a good number of other Christians. The movie shows St. Luke going and giving a last mini homily to these condemned Christians. The essence of his short homily is this: you're going to suffer a lot, but very short. Suffering, intense, but very short. And when you wake up, it's going to be eternity with Jesus Christ. So I'd like to talk a little bit about eternity, eternal life. My friends, our life is very short. If I live to be 80 years old, I've already lived about 75-80% of my life. I'm closer to the other end of the bridge. Also, some of you are in the same state, maybe some of you are even older than I am. Life is very short. Very short. Eternity. St. Peter says one day is like 1,000 years. 1,000 years like one day. St. Augustine says our life in comparison with eternity is a mere blink of the eye. Let me give you two catechetical analogies or images to give us an idea of what eternity is like. First is this. Try to imagine a bird that flies over the seashore, maybe Newport Beach or Long Beach or the LA shore. And he swoops down and he picks up with his little beak a grain of sand. And with that grain of sand, he flies all the way to, why don't we say, Mercury, okay? Or maybe Venus, or maybe Neptune or Saturn, one of the planets that we've named, okay? Let's take Pluto, far away, huh? And he flies all the way out to Pluto, and he drops that grain of sand. Then he flies all the way back to the shore, and he takes another grain of sand, and he flies all the way to Pluto, and he drops the grain of sand, and he flies all the way back, and he gets another grain of sand, he flies all the way to Pluto. And he drops a grain of sand. Now what he has to do, he has to take all the grains of sand on planet Earth and drop them on the planet of Pluto. When he will have finished that chore, he will just enter into the threshold of eternity. Any catechists here? The best images you can use. How long is it going to take? Any math majors here? Trillions upon trillions of years, right? Second image. So after that bird has finished that monumental task, he's got another task. Have any of you ever been to the Big Apple, New York? Know what New York is? Okay. You ever hear of the Empire State Building? Any of you ever go to the top of the Empire State Building? I have. You think it's about 106 floors. So try to imagine the Empire State Building is made of pure iron, but you've got office buildings in it. But imagine it's pure iron. That same bird has to fly over the top of it and brush it with his little wing, with his feather. Then he has to fly all around the world, and then brush it with the top of his wing. Then he touches it a second time. He flies all around the world. He brushes it with his feathers. Then he has to fly all. He's getting tired, no? When he will have leveled to the ground the Empire State Building with a mere brushing of his feather, eternity is just beginning. And it's either eternity in hell or eternity in heaven. I really believe if you follow my homily today, and you think about eternity, Our Lady Fatima said this. She said this. If people would think about eternity, they'd be converted right away. So I've given you a mini homily on eternity. So when you're praying, always add to your prayer the reality of eternal life. It's forever and ever and ever and ever. So let's give up everything in our lives that is not leading us to eternal life in heaven. Amen.